The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11-10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway, friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Earth proteins and vitamins. Health foods, organic grocery too. All at
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing combination, the most amazing organic products, terrific prices, terrific combos, things that address all kinds of issues in ways that nobody else can. And there we are, hand in hand, arm in arm, with the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And remember, as I've said before, I guess I get repetitive, but you need to hear.
You get repetitive.
It's broad spectrum broth. It's all the wonderful, organic, terrific dishes, and for every type of salad, every type of combination, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats or chicken, all of those dishes are there organically, fabulously, magnificently, and every single day we get the we are so terrifically grateful to local organic Maui farmers, because we get that marvelous organic produce brought in every day, and high concentration juices only in glass, etc., brought in every day, too.
Made every day.
Made every day at Alive and Well.
At Alive and Well.
At Alive and
With
Well.
With our super pooper duper juicer.
That's right. It's okay. A very high concentration, so you're getting much more concentrated, and never in a plastic, but in the glass.
And we select those organic vegetables, as Mona says, from the Maui organic farmers.
That's right.
It's phenomenal, phenomenal, and yummy, mm-hmm. and tasty,
and
besides being nutritious.
And okay. Everybody loves, and it's very comfortable, and it's nice and air conditioning and marble area to eat and everything.
May I say something about wet?
Wet?
Wet.
Tell me about wet.
Wet. W-E-T-T.
Wet. Vet?
Ooh. Wet.
Wet.
Okay.
Say it, kid.
That's, well, we have water. You may have heard of the vortex water. Vortex water means it's being spun around, spun around, spun around, better than any blender could ever do, better than any other device could ever do, because in the process, it's being purified. The water that you're going to be drinking at Alive and Well is tap water, which is purified beyond. It's under ultraviolet light, which destroys all the harmful bacteria and the harmful viruses. And it has carbon filtering system. This is the Vortex machine, as you'll see as you walk in the store. It's a very handsome-looking device on the wall in the back. It effectively removes 99.99% of chlorine, odor, dirt, mercury, bad taste, pesticides, herbicides, sediment particles, heavy metals, and lead.
Amen.
While retaining healthy essential minerals and salts, which are incumbent in all good, healthy wild water.
That's right.
So there's the Vortex chamber, which does the purification process. That's in the Vortex device you'll see on the wall. The final stage of purification, the Vortex chamber, a stainless steel tool designed to copy a million-year-old system from nature, just like a mountain stream that breaks down the water molecules by passing it over the rocks and the bouncing and the purifying as it tumbles down the mountain stream.
That's
it
right.
Purifies and structures the water, and the Vortex chamber acts in the same organic manner, creating millions of tiny cylindrical tunnels to break down the molecules, which makes the water easier to absorb by transporting nutrients into our cells while removing toxins.
That's right. And remember,
and what you get is true hydration.
True hydration, lots of free hydrogen bonds and free electrons, lots of oxygen. And, you know, we have to be very grateful. And we can, he may not hear us anymore, at least on this planet.
Really?
But we need to be very grateful to Dr. Otto Warburg in 1938.
I've often thought of Dr. Warburg.
He won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise, and many doctors have supported it since that 1938.
Amen.
That oxygen destroys cancer cells, et cetera, and so forth. And Otto Warburg did that because the oxygen content is maximized in the vortex water. Maximized. Yep. You're getting something with a terrific structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, all these wonderful things,
and
it's at Alive and Well.
It's so much more than just wet. Water is wet. But vortex water is, whoa.
And it tastes delicious. You have a whole different taste.
It does, yeah.
It really does.
Play with
and
it in your
great
mouth,
for the
bounce
soul
it back and
spirit.
Forth among your teeth.
Right. Okay. And let us start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off. Strictly, that's a doctor's area. Strictly nutritional educators sharing with you what doctors, holistically minded or not, but what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, proven data, etc. Okay?
Okay.
And we're doing that. You know, it's amazing what can be available in plants rather than in toxic brews. Dr. David Brownstein, MD, sharing with us here a very important point, which we've shared with you, but you need to learn this. And this is a natural nutrient present in plants. Vitamin K2, I'm reading him word for word what he said and the medical reports behind it. Vitamin K2, says the doctor, protects longevity. That's length of life and quality of life. Vitamin K2 is highly beneficial for treating heart failure, says Dr. Bronstein, and heart disease by preventing hardening of the arteries.
How do you get that?
And
amazing.
Here he says, medical research studies show that vitamin K2 helps with eliminating calcium deposits from the arterial linings and tissues. In addition, vitamin K2 is essential for healthy bones. It reduces the loss of calcium from bones, reduces the risk of bone fracture, prevents osteoporosis, and improves the quality of the bones.
But I've heard that vitamin D3 builds bones. Okay, so tell me that.
The combination, but they're talking just about the K2 right now. They are best buddies,
okay.
And we're going to get to that in a minute.
All right, but here's
it is also essential
for... Here's how it works. Vitamin D3 does help to build bones, but vitamin D3 absorbs the nutrients from your guts, from your intestines, into the bloodstream, and then vitamin D3 says, K2, pick it up, here we go, K2, everybody, let's go, build bones.
They're best buddies, they really are.
Right.
And also, as the doctor is explaining, that the K2 is essential for healing injuries. And now we know, he says, how important it is for protecting your longevity. That's length and quality of life. Research out of Tufts University, USDA, Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging, all capitalized, okay, found that older adults with low vitamin K2 levels had a 19% higher risk of all causes of death over 13 years compared with those who had adequate blood levels of vitamin K2. Do you
because
hear this?
Vitamin K2 does just what I implied a minute ago, and that is the vitamin D3 helps to bring in from your intestines, from your gut wall, from your good diet, the nutrients that are needed to prolong your life. And vitamin K2 then picks up those nutrients and prevents the building up of calcium deposits by picking up the calcium, picking up the magnesium and the phosphorus and all the other minerals and putting it in the bones. It also is instrumental in helping with neurotransmission of the brain.
Amazing, amazing.
Okay?
Terrific. And remember, too, we know that it's critically important, as Dr. Brownstein says, for treating heart failure and heart disease. by preventing and reversing hardening of the arteries, taking the plaque out of the arteries.
There you go.
Because the plaque in the arteries can also call the atrial fib number one cause of death.
Yeah.
Sudden cardiac arrhythmia.
And the plaque builds up in your, where? Brain.
That's
as well.
Right. That's okay? Right. Absolutely.
And the K2 helps to redistribute all these minerals, vital nutrients,
yes,
to put them in the right places at that's the right time.
And we have read so many reports and shared with you that it increases, as we say, bone density like 60-70%.
Amazing.
Increase of bone density.
Amazing.
And cleaning and beautifying the arteries magnificently.
So it's more than just taking vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is of utmost importance for your brains and your heart and your bones, because it's instrumental in providing the raw materials so the other nutrients in your body can pick up those nutrients, like K2 picks up the nutrients and distributes them where they belong. The body knows where they go, and the K2 is instrumental in getting them from point A to point B.
You know, another very important part that Dr. Brownstein is talking about, which we've spoken of too, but he's still free to talk about it even if he doesn't know that we've talked about it. That's
he
okay.
He can talk about anything he wants.
That's right. Exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, a large part of bone structure, and people don't realize, because they know about collagen and its beautifying aspects with the skin and everything else like that, and the hair, but a large part of the bone structure is also made of collagen.
Amen.
And that's why Dr. Brownstein is talking right here, that collagen forms the scaffolding of the human body, provides structure and strength that allow us to maintain the integrity of our bodies for a lifetime. It also provides the skin with its elasticity. Collagen, elastic skin. Healthy collagen is essentially important for protection of internal organs and the health of the heart and cardiovascular system. When blood pumps through the body, it is transmitted through arteries and veins, which helps keep the blood moving via contraction and relaxation. Collagen allows that process to continue throughout a lifetime. Collagen also accelerates, that increases wound healing, controls bleeding, reduces inflammation, improves tensile strength of skin and bone. That's an interesting word. Tensile.
Well, collagen, correct me if I'm wrong, but collagen is... it's kind of stretchable. It's elastic in a sense, in that collagen isn't just a firm thing.
No,
it is. It's a gelatinous kind of congeal. What is skin? Look at what skin does. Skin stretches. Skin contracts.
That's right.
And the liver itself stretches and contracts. All the organs and functions of the body are elasticized, if you will, by collagen.
Right. And includes your hair, too. The hair, too. The hair is made of collagen also. The roots of the hair. So the hair needs collagen also.
Oh, the roots,
also.
Yes.
Yes. Collagen, as we age. Oh, tell me about it. Give me the song again, Darling, I Am Growing Old.
It's
okay?
Spelled A-G-E, honey.
Okay,
A-G-E.
Do we have to, you have to repeat that again?
Yeah.
Repetition is a bore. Quote one of the old songs. As we age, collagen levels decrease, tell me about it, and the skin loses its elasticity.
There you go.
The same process happens throughout the entire body, including in bones and in organ systems. Maintaining healthy collagen production leads to healthier skin, organs, bones, and much healthier people.
And think of this. The heart contracts and expands, contracts and relaxes, contracts and relaxes. That's
elasticity
of the muscles and the skin and the individual cells of your heart. And I assume the brain does likewise.
That's right.
The brain, when it's stimulated, is becomes more active, more... not hyperactive, well, maybe hyperactive, but also when you're sleeping, it contracts. It allows you to sleep.
And we have really, that's why in so many ways, it's so easy. People say, well, I don't feel like doing it's a pill. There's wonderful ways. There's delicious tasting collagen compounds. You can mix it into your protein. You can put it into your green juice. Whatever you like, we have it in every form at Alive and Well.
Mm-hmm.
And high concentration, easy to take. And what are you doing? You're rebuilding bones. You're helping your skin be more beautiful and elastic. You're helping your basic organs. You're fighting age. Age doesn't have to win, okay? Take back your health. Does age have to win?
Age always seems
Gary,
to win.
Gary, does age have to win? He's a kid.
Long term.
Okay. You don't have to do that.
Longer term, age kind of catches up with you.
You don't tell me about it. That's right. Okay.
But the idea is to maintain your activity. So are you exercising? You're eating right. Perhaps you're doing all the right stuff and taking the right vitamins and building brains and building heart tissue and building muscle tone. But are you exercising? Take a walk. Take a hike.
Yes, you know,
do a pull-up.
Right,
and push-up.
Stay away.
Do a sit-up. Exercise.
Okay, and stay away from, we have to make decisions. And we can make those decisions, okay? And stay away from the toxins. Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, I'm very grateful that he's been reporting about this because we have to stay away from the chemicals. Come to Alive and Well and stay away from the chemicals.
Speaking of chemicals, may I say something about chemicals?
Tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
For how many years have we lamented all the chemicals that are in the processed foods, right? From the synthetic fertilizers, the preservatives and all the other crap that they put in our food. They call it food. Taste enhancers, etc. Well, the FDA, bless their heart, has suddenly come out and said after 50 years of using red dye number,
oh yes,
red dye number is no longer being used in foods.
That's right.
Huh? Well, is it right now or is it 6 months from now or 5 years from now? Well, they imply that red dye number will no longer be used in anything consumable in the human palate.
Food coloring.
Okay,
substance.
Food coloring.
That's
is
right.
It just red dye number whatever? It's all the food dyes.
That's right.
Okay, let them not just stop with red dye. Let them stop with orange dye or any other dye, any other chemical that they put into the food. It'll be a while before all of it gets done. But let them, red dye number whatever is a good start. But don't stop there.
No.
And that's what I like about Robert Kennedy being in charge of food supply and health and human services. He has vowed to remove all the chemicals and all the junk that the food industry has created to put into food to deceive you to thinking that food is tastier than it really is more beautiful than it really is, and it's full of preservatives and other man-made chemicals, which do not build health.
No, and I really bless this famous Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, for he's writing here with all kinds of medical background for this. And here he says, aluminum endangers your brain health.
And where we find aluminum?
That's where I'm going to get to right now. And here I'm quoting him. Most older people, he says, are concerned about developing a neurodegenerative disease such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, all of which, says the doctor, have increased dramatically worldwide in recent decades. Even more frightening, he says, is the fact that these horrible conditions are appearing in a much younger age group.
And why is this?
In the past, they were all considered diseases that affected only elderly people. In fact, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's were considered to be intimately linked to aging. Not anymore, says the doctor. Okay? And dangerous substances are all around us, he says.
You know what? Let me just throw a little bon mot in here.
Yes.
Okay? The metals, the aluminum and the mercury are in all the, I'm trying to think of the right word.
For?
Are in the drugs, are in the
vaccines.
The vaccines, yes.
Thank
he
you,
says
Gary.
That too. He says that too. And he goes on, the dangerous substances, he says, are all around us. And he says, ALS used to be a very rare disease when he was a younger doctor. Unfortunately, he says, this truly horrifying condition has increased rapidly and in a much younger age. There are several suspects for this increase, all of which are environmental. Pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides, toxic metals, lead, mercury, and now aluminum. All of these substances have increased significantly in the environment over the last few years, but especially in the last several decades. For instance, many homes get regular termite, or pest control treatments, and golf courses and other green areas are regularly treated with powerful herbicides to kill invasive plant species. All of these chemicals are used by the ton in farming, he says, meaning people consume vegetables that contain them if they don't eat organic foods. And some of these agrochemicals are systemic, meaning they're actually taken up by the plant and can't be washed off, even with a powerful vegetable wash.
Because they've got an integral part of every cell in the plant.
That's
just like
right.
The nutrients supposed to be an integral part of every cell in the plant, the man-made chemicals, the poisons and toxins are there. And we invariably can't wash them off, so unfortunately people eat them. That's
chemical,
why we always say eat organically.
That's right. He says chemical varnishes and waxes are used to make produce look more tantalizing. They are difficult and impossible to remove by washing. The studies found that eating organic foods, listen to this, for just 2 weeks, reduced the level of these harmful chemicals in a person's blood by more than 90%.
Beautiful.
Eating organically. Another recent report on trichloroethylene, a chemical used in the dry cleaning industry, increases the risk of developing Parkinson's 500%.
My God.
That's a dry cleaning thing. And he quotes the clinical trial. Hanging dry, clean clothing in the home can result in high levels of this toxin throughout the house. Good grief. Marine...
Once more. Let me hear that part.
Hanging dry, cleaned clothing in the home can result in high levels of this toxin throughout the house having been dispersed by the ventilation system.
Okay, so
and, of course, working in the dry cleaning industry is far more hazardous.
So you pick up your dry cleaning from the dry cleaners. You bring it home, and it's clean, it's fresh, it's so wonderful, hanging in the closet, and what happens? The chemicals diffuse into your entire anatomy.
That's exactly what they're telling you. And he goes on and says that Marine Service members who were stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, between 1975 and 85, were exposed to this chemical in the water supply, and as a result, these Marines experienced a 70% greater risk of Parkinson's disease.
I wonder what the percentage of people who work in the dry cleaning industry, what is their percentage of such a disease?
Unbelievable.
But they're around it every day of their life.
That's right. And he says that eating organic food for just 2 weeks reduced the level of these harmful chemicals in a person's blood, according to the studies, by more than 90%.
Amen.
That is so critical. And could you read that? He also says here, scientism is taking the place of real science.
Amen, sister. Okay, here we go, folks. Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. We are witnessing a drastic change in science. It has become something better called scientism, which is more like a philosophy than being real science. And those who see the truth are demonized or ignored. The real science on aluminum toxicity is powerful and comprehensive, yet it is completely ignored by those in control of the medical establishment. The pharmaceutical companies, centers of enormous power and wealth, are virtually in control of the media, of the medical centers, of the doctors, of the medical associations, and the government. Now, let me just go back. This is Dr. Blaylock, a doctor who was trained in traditional medicine. And this is what he says about traditional medicine. He's become a holistic physician through his own education I'm speaking off the cuff now because I don't know his particular experience, but Mona and I have been in this business for the past 55 years, and we've had many doctors probably half a dozen. To me, that's many. Half a dozen doctors who were health nuts, who were using vitamins very intelligently, and I would often ask them when they came in, what would you recommend nutritionally for this kind of a situation? And they confessed to me that they went through medical school from the time they signed up for pre-med when they're 18 years old. From that moment on until the present day, it could be 12 or 15 or 25 years later, depending on the physician I was talking to, every day of their life they receive more they called propaganda about how chemicals are the only way to practice medicine.
Unbelievable.
Not 1 minute of their education, they confessed, was devoted to nutrition. Not 1 minute devoted to nutrition.
Right.
Okay?
Go on.
Let me go on with the article. The pharmaceutical companies, centers of enormous power and wealth, are virtually in control of the media, in control of the medical centers, in control of doctors, and in control of the medical associations and the government. And everything they do and influence is about the love of wealth. This is from Dr. Blaylock, word for word.
Yeah.
Even when the companies are caught in fraud and criminality, investors ignore the violations in favor of the money. These companies have paid billions of dollars in fines, yet no chief executive officer has gone to prison, even though some of the judgments involved criminal activity. For instance, there was a single drug that killed as many as 80,000 people.
Unbelievable.
And the guilty company knew that it could cause fatal heart attacks, but no one has been punished for it.
Unbelievable.
Likewise, the COVID vaccines, says the doctor, have killed and crippled people worldwide, but there hasn't even been one instance of a fine, let alone any kind of legal activity against them. And the law protects vaccine makers from personal lawsuits. Can you believe that? And why would the law prevent personal lawsuits against the vaccine makers? Because the vaccine makers help create the laws.
That's
they
right.
self-protect them from any legal activity.
You know, and he goes on and says, was talking also about aluminum, which he is going on to speak, Dr. Blaylock, and he says, we have discovered many sources of aluminum toxicity. For instance, now you wouldn't think of this, consumption of certain antacids by people with poor renal function. These patients using these aluminum-based antacid, okay? Have experienced seizures, confusion, and dementia. Millions, listen to what the doctor says. Millions have taken these aluminum-containing antacids for years to relieve stomach problems. Studies of people who did so demonstrated the same brain degeneration as occurs in Alzheimer's disease. This accumulation keeps getting worse and worse. That's probably why it appears more often in elderly people. He's talking about millions with getting aluminum toxicity from the antacids to relieve stomach problems. And that's why you know, one of the main things that you have spoken about, and I applaud you for doing that, Den, is the importance of having the right digestive enzymes and the right hydrochloric acid and not taking the antacids because it's preventing the digestion and absorption. But look at what else it's doing.
Yeah.
Aluminum antacids causing Alzheimer's. Talk about the right digestion.
Okay, honey. Folks, you may experience indigestion, gas, farting, burning in the throat and the esophagus, and terrible digestive upset. And the doctor would recommend an antacid drug to relieve the symptoms. And thank God they do relieve the symptoms. But they don't stop the occasion from happening again and again and again. So you end up taking the drugs again and again and again. But consider this. When you were 6 years old, you didn't have those symptoms. When you were 16, you didn't have those symptoms. 26, you didn't have those symptoms. 36, you didn't have those symptoms. But at 46, you may get an occasional burp and fart and burning. But at 56, holistic physicians who work with nutrition, say holistic physicians that you've lost by your mid-50s, 70% of the efficiency of your digestive capability. Huh? How would I lose sound? What? Because you don't make the hydrochloric acid like you did when you were a kid. You don't make the digestive enzyme concentrated nutrients like you did when you were a kid. And what does that do? That creates the problem you have. Why? Because of the following. The procedure of chewing, swallowing, and digestion are dependent upon three major areas of your mouth, your throat, and your esophagus. The food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. And when you swallow, the esophagus empties into the stomach. It opens up and lets the food into the stomach. And if the acid is high enough, if the enzyme concentration is high enough, they stimulate the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tightly closed again. So the acid and enzymes do not come up your throat, do not cause heartburn, do not cause cancer of the throat. When you're a kid, all this works perfectly. But as you age, it's just like everything else in aging, you age. And in the aging process, you don't make the enzymes that you made when you were a kid.
Yes. Can I add one thing in here? That Dr. David Brownstein, MD, says the conditions associated with low stomach acid include acne, acne rosacea, allergies, asthma, autoimmune disorders, Hashimoto's, Graves, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, eczema, hives, gallbladder disorders, gallstones, infections, leaky gut, migraines, and B12 deficiency.
It also causes the cancer of the throat.
That's right.
And that's because whatever acid is there, the esophagus is wide open, and the acid slides up the esophagus to the throat, and therein lies the complications. But if you do what holistic physicians recommend and take a product called Super Digestizyme, what does that do? Oh, my goodness. All the symptoms go away. How could that possibly be? Because you have too much acid. Then what's that going to do? You're going to get more acid? No, you will get more acid, but the acid will then stimulate the sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tightly closed and not let the acid come up your throat. Symptoms go away. Problem solved. Digestion improved astronomically. Gas and bloating and irregular bowel dysfunction no longer occur. Why? Because your body is now functioning like it did when you were 6 or 16 or 26 or 36. Because you're now providing what your body doesn't make anymore, and that is the proper digestive acids, the hydrochloric acid, and all the enzymes your body creates when you're younger.
Right.
But which go away as you age.
And Dr. Brownstein says that you need the adequate amounts of that stomach acid. A deficiency of the stomach acid results in multiple digestive problems, vitamin mineral deficiencies, and a downward spiral in health. All health begins and ends in the gastrointestinal tract. If we cannot properly digest and absorb nutrients from our food, we set the stage for an imbalanced immune system and the onset and progression of chronic illness. And he talks here that the acid blockers, how deadly they are. And
they stop digestion.
Right. He says Big Pharma began to promote the idea that stomach acid is bad for you shortly after they developed a plethora, that means many, pills to reduce the production of stomach acid. If you walk into your local pharmacy or grocery store, the antacid section is enormous. Shelves and shelves of antacid medications. And he talks about how deadly, and he mentions the name, Tagamet, Zantac, Pepsi, Asimex, Prevacid, goes on and on. You need them. A deficiency creates all of these illnesses, and he even talks about this deadly bacteria that too low, and he speaks about when you have too little stomach acid, H. pylori is a pathogenic, that's a deadly bacteria found in the stomach. Infection with H. pylori is associated with significant gastrointestinal disease, and it causes excess gastrin to be released. H. pylori is not associated with too much stomach acid. It is associated with too little stomach acid, and it is a deadly combination.
And may I just give this testimonial?
Yes.
My father, bless his heart, worked like a horse all day long. He'd come home at night and have a good meal, and he would sit in his easy chair and try to read the newspaper or read, that in the old days of newspapers, read a newspaper or watch television and burp and fart and groan and just be miserable with indigestion. And he was on Bromo-Seltzer, Alka-Seltzer, Pepsid, Prevacid, you name the drug. He used to carry little rolls of these things, little packages of these things in his pocket. All day long he's pumping these antacid drugs into his mouth, trying to neutralize the hyperacidity, which is what leakage because he don't make enough of the hydrochloric acid. So he was taking the antacid drugs, which neutralize the symptoms but don't solve the problem. When I was in my early 50s, I had the same symptoms my father had. Fortunately, I read what holistic physicians had to say. So I started taking Super Digestizyme. And guess what? I haven't had that disturbance, that heartburn, the burping, the gassy, the farting,
ever.
The irregular bowel dysfunction as well because the food isn't being digested.
It even says that.
Because all those drugs neutralize, stop digestion.
That's right.
When you stop the hydrochloric acid, you stop digestion.
Yes.
Well, using the enzymes increases the hydrochloric acid, and that what does that do? That tells that little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight between swallows so the acid cannot come up your esophagus, cannot come up your throat, cannot cause all the burning and the misery. It's just that simple, folks.
Right. And David Brownstein,
suddenly
MD,
you have digestion like you were, again, a teenager. You can eat anything in the world and nothing bothers you.
And Jonathan Wright, again with David Brownstein, MD, writing about this terrible, terrible, and all the effects of what's called C. difficile, C. difficile infection and low stomach acid. These are the two leading doctors talking about it. I'm quoting them. C. difficile is a bacterium that infects the colon and causes severe diarrhea. It causes over 3 million cases of diarrhea and colitis, that's inflammation of the gut, per year in the United States. C. difficile infections used to be primarily seen only in hospitalized patients on IV antibiotics. Antibiotics kill normal intestinal flora as well as pathogenic bacteria. Since the introduction of powerful antacid medications, say the doctor, there has been a dramatic upward trend of C. difficile infections. Estimates are that from 225,000 to 500,000, and they quote the medical background to this, 225,000 to 500,000 new cases of C. difficile infections are caused each year. A study found that there were 290% increase in C. difficile infections in people that take proton pump inhibitors, antacids, such as Nexium. Study, study, study. The same study found a 200% increase in C. difficile infections in those taking H2 blockers, such as Zantac, Pepcid, or Axid. The reason we are seeing such a dramatic increase in C. difficile infections is clear. It's due to the use of these powerful antacid medications. Acid blockers change the pH. That's the, you know,
proper balance of,
right,
of chemicals.
Of the stomach.
Alkaline and acid.
The highly acid environment of this stomach not only serves the purpose of digesting food and absorbing minerals, it helps to kill bacteria, yeast, and parasites. That we may, and candida overgrowth is caused by low stomach acid to go on, inadequate protein digestion and low stomach acid, on and on, mineral deficiencies and low stomach acid, they go on that, low stomach acid and the hypothyroidism, so it also affects the thyroid. All of these different things are said by that, okay?
But again,
you have to digest it perfectly.
This is comparable to most every bodily function as we age. Okay, when you're young, your body creates. You're given the concept of growth. You grow when you're young, and then you're mature. Then you're a teenager. Then you're a young adult, and certain things that you had when you were younger, you no longer have. But you still have estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, and you have sex drive, and you have a strength of muscles and brain activity. But as you get into your 50s, all those things neutralize. As I mentioned several times, professional athletes retire by the time they're 35 or 38 years of age. Why? Because they don't make the vital components that create strength, quickness, and mental agility. A 22-year-old kid coming into a professional game is faster, quicker, brighter, more responsive than a 35-year-old. So the 35-year-old says, I guess I better start thinking about retiring because this 22-year-old kid's running my butt off the floor or the field, whatever it might be. That's the aging process. It happens. One of the aging processes, besides, well, women notice it all perhaps as more dramatically right away than men do, because women start producing all kinds of precancerous situations due to hormonal fluctuations right. of estrogen and progesterone. When does that occur? The late 30s, early 40s. Okay? The progesterone levels start to diminish, and you have excessive estrogen, and that causes all kinds of PMS symptoms. Well, by you providing a progesterone, as Dr. John Lee said over 50 years ago, you can neutralize so many of those symptoms by using the bioidentical progesterone cream.
Right. Absolutely.
And
it's
that helps. Well, the same concept helps with your digestion and your precancerous situations in your throat and your bad bowels and all kinds of elimination problems are due to lack of enzymes and hydrochloric acid and other nutrients which your body creates when, as a part of life of growing up, your body makes these things when you're young, and then you start to age and all those symptoms start to appear.
By supplementing
with the super digestizyme, your digestion system improved astronomically.
And you know, quoting 26 clinical trials, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, is also saying, the title of this article is that we alleviating heart arrhythmias without drugs. He didn't say less, without drugs.
Right.
And he makes a point about how, as when we age, he says the risk of developing heart arrhythmias increases, and they talk about athletes and all. And then he talks about the nutrients, he says here, how premature ventricular contractions, atrial fibrillation, and he talks about the nutrients and the compounds that improve heart function, also reduce arrhythmias.
Right.
And what he speaks here are, okay, he speaks here about the proper dosage of natural magnesium, taurine, and he tells you how to do that. And again, we've talked often about taurine. It was wonderful. Heart failure is associated with arrhythmias, all right? And he says here, and there are certain nutrients that improve heart function and also reduce arrhythmias. These compounds include the taurine, the acetyl L-carnitine, cardiocoenzyme Q10, quercetin, curcumin, and hawthorn. And he says the most effective to try first are the acetyl L-carnitine, the cardio Q10, the cardioform of coenzyme Q10, the taurine, and the curcumin and all. Can you talk a little bit? You know, that acetyl L-carnitine has been a leader in Europe for so long. We talk about this. We have the alive and well acetyl L-carnitine because it passes, the acetyl form passes the blood-brain barrier for the brain's health, but it also passes the heart barrier to help the heart have in every way better outcomes in all conceivable manners. It helps the liver to break down triglycerides.
You're absolutely right.
All of the acetyl L-carnitine.
Because it, again, we mentioned this a couple of times in the past, and that is the acetyl L-carnitine activates the mitochondria. What are the mitochondria? Well, mitochondria are the, again, I'm repeating myself because I've said this several times, but every cell in your body is invisible by itself. You can't see it. It's impossible to see a human cell unless it's under a microscope. And once you put a human, one single human cell, wherever, from whatever part of your anatomy you want to pick it, but a heart is a perfect example because it's an energized muscle, okay? If you take a heart cell and put it under a microscope, you will see within the parameters of that heart cell under a microscope many other little things which are called mitochondria. The mitochondria, invisible, little invisible pieces of poof, create energy for that one invisible cell. But you put all those invisible cells together into an 8.5 or 9 ounce piece of meat in the middle of your chest, it's called a heart. And that energy created by those invisible mitochondria allows that heart to pump 100,000 times a day. Can you imagine such a thing? I never could. But by reading what holistic physicians and cardiologists have to say about it, this is the magic of the heart. The magic of your eyes and your brains and your little toe are the mitochondria. And the acetyl L-carnitine feeds the mitochondria in every cell in your body. So the heart muscle becomes a stronger muscle, cell by cell, the acetyl L-carnitine. The brain muscle has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. And the acetyl L-carnitine creates stronger, better, more vibrant mitochondria in the brain, as does PQQ, as does R-alpha-lipoic acid. They build brains, they build new cells, they build new life in every cell. Okay. That's the whole idea of maintaining life, strength, and acumen as you age, because the aging process is not by itself regenerative. It's degenerative as the age. But using the acetyl L-carnitine and the R-alpha-lipoic acid, you build new brains, new heart, new liver, new kidneys, new toes, new everything. Maintain the energy production of every invisible piece of poof or cell in your anatomy.
And David Brownstein, MD, along with Jonathan Wright in the intro, talk about here, they are really very much against the adverse effects of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, painkilling drugs. Now listen, here they go on and on, but one of the top things that they say, and they quote a recent study in the British Medical Journal, that's the top medical journal in England, found that NSAIDs are associated with an increased risk of heart attacks.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Yeah, the over-the-counter painkillers.
Right.
The following medications, say the doctors, were found to increase the risk of heart attacks, and they quote the medical trial. Voltaren, a 55% increase in heart attacks. Ibuprofen, 24% increase in heart attacks. Naprosyn, 32% increase in heart attacks, okay? And then they go on here to say all the adverse effects, and it's just what adverse side effects of these over-the-counter painkillers. And here they go to say bleeding, constipation, decreased appetite, depression, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, edema, that's, you know, fluid retention, headaches, increased risk of heart attacks, kidney failure, liver failure, leaky gut, nausea, poor healing, rash, reduced blood flow to kidneys, reduced action of diuretics, shortness of breath, sleep disturbances, ulcers, and vomiting. All of these things, and they go on and on and on, that NSAIDs, okay, include gastrointestinal bleeding and liver and kidney failure. They've known that for a long time.
Okay, but let me go back to one very important salient fact, and that is that all these drugs provide a service. They reduce symptoms. But the symptoms, reducing symptoms is not creating life. Reducing symptoms does just that. It reduces the pain or whatever the
temporarily and then getting killed.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
But they do not create new cells.
That's right.
The mitochondria create new cells.
That's right.
And going back to the discussion on antacid drugs, they neutralize the symptoms of heartburn, but they don't stop. They don't create new cells. You have to take the drugs ad infinitum forever to reduce the symptoms.
But they give you heart attacks.
But they give you heart attacks.
Unbelievable.
But by using the nutrients create new cells. The cells are new life. The cell's new life is new energy for whatever the process is, the thinking process, the visual procedure, the heart function, whatever it might be.
Okay, and that's one of the main reasons that we were so absolutely consumed and went to the top specialist to put together an organic, free of any allergen, completely vegan, with the great nutrients and high concentration of pain power. Without any of the side effects, any of those different things, and of the highest absorption of the curcumin, the ancient Mother Mary, frankincense from Boswellia, and all of the different nutrients, they have no allergen in it. And that, for me and so many allergic people, it's such a miracle worker like that. Terrific combination with no downside, no, only up, stopping inflammation, and inflammation is now recognized by all holistically minded doctors in all clinical trials to be the cause of all illnesses, all problems.
Every known disease in the world is the result of chronic inflammation, whether that's dementia or heart function, liver dysfunction, or sore thumbs. It's chronic inflammation, which is fire and destroys connective tissue and cellular integrity.
Anywhere and everywhere. And remember, that's a war. Remember the thing about a war of the destruction everywhere of all the structures? And that's one of the main things, without any of the side effects, without any of the dangers, but only benefit, that pain power, and why we see and hear that every single day, the wonderful testimonials and the freedom from these, and also helping the body to reconstruct in so many different ways without any danger whatsoever or any allergen whatsoever.
And keep in mind, folks, that every cell in your body is microscopic. Any unusual excess heat, whether it's a flame burning your hand with a fire, or whether it's excess heat around a single cell. The excess heat or inflammation destroys the cell, and pain power puts out the inflammation.
Right, and that's a great way to help put out the inflammation, the pain power coming in. Have the organic foods, have the wonderful choices. Take the Vortex water, fill up your own jugs, take them home also so that you can continue to have the high oxygenation and the freedom from the chemicals. And remember what it said, even in the different clinical trials, when people were exposed to these toxic, horrible chemicals, even just a minimum of time on organic foods and organic ways, the body cleansed itself of these toxins. So doing that at Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you. The 877-4950. That's an easy number to remember for any of our wonderful services. And instead of eating with this toxicity, oh, I'm having friends over, oh, I want to get a lot of the foods, but I don't have time, we can have it all ready for you. Call us beforehand, 877-4950. We have everything ready for you, okay? And remember, if you want to sit and talk with Dennis or with me, we'd love to. We never charge, never been in charge, never will be. Comfortable area, but make the call, 877-4950, an appointment, so we can be sitting with you at a time when it is good for you. Now, again, not doctors, don't pretend to be. No, just giving information, just sharing the great information that doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. We are there for you in so many different ways, and we love you and care for you, Alive and Well as that. And we that's it. How many times can we say it? We love you. We care about you. We are there for you. Right, darling?
Right, darling. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, just one more time, that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.